Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know, guys, there's certain meals I wanted to discuss with you and just ask your opinion.
Wait. Certain what?
Certain, you know, meals, and I know that you're...
Meals?
Meals and foods and, different things that we like to eat there, but... I wanted to ask you, I saw an interesting, article, and I thought this was pretty cool. Did you know that a world record has been set? Now, anyone who knows me, that there is one specific food that at any time of the day, however many times in a week, however many times in a month, if you ask me if I'm down, you know I'm going to say yes.
Let me guess.
Go ahead. Just take a stab. I mean, of all the foods, just go ahead. Take a stab. Go ahead. Think.
Does it have pepperoni on it?
Oh, you know it does. You know it
does. Cheese.
Oh, you know it does. Mm. Sometimes a little garlic crust. Sometimes,
Was some extra mayo?
No mayo. Oh. No mayo. Well, yes, you guessed it. It is pizza. Mm. I don't know what it, maybe they fed it to me as a baby. I don't know, but I can eat pizza every day. I mean,
all day.
All day long.
Mm-hmm.
All day long. And when I lived in New Jersey, New York, my goodness, you talk about pizza.
Mm.
You talk about, the pizza's so good, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza's so good.
Make me hungry.
That after you take the, they call them pizza pies. You got to get a pizza pie up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the pie out, and then they cut you a slice. I remember we used to go to this place called Bruno's, and they'd make it so fresh out their oven. You go pick it up and bring it to the house. And, literally, it didn't take more than 4 minutes to get from Bruno's place to, my house. That close. Everything is close in Jersey. And I get to the house. I saw him cut it up now, but it was so hot that when I brought it back to the house, it just melted back together again.
Oh, it's wow! Cut it again.
Where are the lines here? Where are the things? But you cut the pizza, right? Mm-hmm. And you know that it's really good. You know that it's really, really, really good when you cut it and then you lift it up. You fold it. And you lift it up, kind of thin. And you point it downwards, and you just start seeing all the grease just drip.
Oh.
I mean, when you see the grease drip, when you see it, then you know that this is going to be a good one.
Mm.
Well, I want you to know that it has been set a world record, and they're called the Dirt Road Cookers. Dirt Road Cookers, a group of 8 caterers based in San Antonio, Texas, baked the massive 46.6 square foot pie.
How big?
46.64 square foot pie. Wow. Twice the size of the current record holder. We're gonna have this available for you on the torch. This thing is huge. It is huge. It's oh my goodness, that it's 100 pounds.
This pizza's 100
pounds. And it is, you see all these guys around it. I don't know how long it take them to make this thing. And I don't know what oven they baked it in, but it is one huge, giant, giant pizza. And I got to tell you that if I was there, I wouldn't mind to take a nice, nice bite out of that. I had a slice at what they said was the world's largest slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as I was driving down Jersey City, it was Hoboken, I'm like, pulled on over. Actually, Eddie and I went in there and had a slice. That thing was huge. I mean, I can't explain how big it was because I don't have a grip.
Wow.
I mean, I don't have a
That's
grip.
That's pretty big.
You need two hands to eat the slice. One. Your right hand to prop up the back of it, and your left hand to hold the front point of it, and you're just shoving it in. You're just like you're just shoving it in because it's just too big, and it's flopping outside of the plate. I mean, once you pick it up, you can't put it down. I mean, you're doing damage here. This was the real deal. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like pizza. I think that they should, you know, make this some sort of a mandatory meal for everyone and eat it every day for school or breakfast. I don't have a problem with that. I don't. I'm okay with that. You know, I can even eat it cold. I don't prefer to eat it cold, but I can eat it. I can eat it cold.
No, I draw the line there.
You draw the line. It has to be warmed up.
Has to be warmed up.
Chris?
Depends on what kind of pizza. There's some pizza that's good cold, and then there's some pizza that's not good cold.
I understand. I understand.
But I can do it.
Yeah, my wife's not the biggest fan of pizza. No, she
mine either.
Yeah, she's not the biggest fan.
Yeah, we found out. She let us know.
Yeah, she did. But I can eat pizza every day. And I just don't understand what the problem is. But I can have it every day. And Chris, if you feel like picking some up today, I wouldn't turn you down. I just want to throw that out there.
I don't know if
is this part of your workout regimen?
Well, I'm trying to incorporate
the diet.
How many times
you go back and forth to the pizza parlor?
Well, no, I'm trying to work out to see
how many jumping jacks is it going to take?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, you know, there's so many pizzerias. Think about this. So many pizzerias across the country. What if I can come up with some sort of a diet plan that can incorporate pizza. Listen, you have cheese. Healthy.
Your four major food
groups. I want
groups,
you to
right?
know.
Yeah, please.
I want you to know.
Yes.
There actually is a recipe.
Come on.
Come on.
For pizza that's healthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, there's no dough in it.
The question is it good?
No dough.
There's no dough.
How do you call it a pizza?
Yeah.
Well, you can actually make the crust out of a chicken breast, believe it or not. I'm serious. You beat the chicken breast flat, and then you put all your toppings on that, and you eat it. Cooked, of course. It's very good.
That doesn't sound good.
But it's very it's very healthy.
What that wasn't part of the diet regimen I was looking for. I
just trying to help you out, brother.
Okay. We're going to get back to you on that one right there. But have you tried that?
I have. I've made it several times.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's very good.
But you do have a different pizza recipe you've been bringing. Or is that it?
That I've brought?
That you've brought. Yeah, you've been pizza? Bringing some kind of a pizza thing.
Oh, yeah. So you have some tortilla.
I've done it on tortilla shells as well.
See, there you
Those
go.
Those are very good.
Okay.
I'm not feeling that, Chris. I just, you know,
yeah.
If it ain't broke, why try to fix it? That's my personal.
It doesn't
drip
with
grease.
But that's
grease.
What makes it so good. That's the whole thing. It makes it so good.
We can tell.
On that note, we're just gonna. But we're gonna make sure that we have this picture available for you on the torch, and once I have this diet worked out, this pizza diet, I will share, and I will make that available for you. I mean, you can have your choice. You can have, you know, Pat's breast chicken. Maybe you can have that recipe for us. I don't know. And then
sure.
I can show you.
I'll be
you.
Glad to share it.
Okay. In fact, you have a picture of that. Maybe we can make that available on the torch. Is that?
I can get one.
Please find one for us, and we can maybe we can have some sort of a vote which pizza you prefer, and we can put that on the torch.
No, I didn't say which one I would prefer.
Oh, well, backtracking now. Backtracking. Oh, healthier. Okay. All right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.